Hope you guys weren't expecting us to take forever with City of Broken Dreamers, because we're already back to Lust Academy. And let's go ahead and get started. What the fuck? Where am I? Is this the place from inside the sorting foliant? Foliant. Why can't I move my arms and legs? Something moving is squeezing my body. What the fuck? Oh, yes. This is what I've been waiting for. What's the matter now? You're not so confident anymore. Katrina, what the fuck is happening? Where am I? Is this a dream? Little puppy, why should I bother answering you? You've insulted my pride, crushed my plans, chose my enemy, and exceeded my house. You think someone can just do that to Katrina Adarin and walk away? Wait, let's talk. You said all you had to say, boy. Enjoy your small victories while you can. But do not forget about me. Because if I can get you from the underworld, imagine what I'll do to you when I get out of here. I can't breathe. It's over. Hey, wake up. We're here. Why are you shaking? It sounded a lot more masculine than it needed to. Are you okay? Wake up. There you go. You were dreaming. Was it a nightmare? Yeah, kind of. Well, not even the storm could wake you. I was worried. Where am I? In the captain's cabin. We took you here when you got sick. Thank you. So, are we there? Yeah, everybody's already left for Dale. Captain said you have 5 minutes to get out. She's very pissed with your moanings. Do you think it's hard to navigate the ship? Sorry, I'm not in the mood to hijack the ship. When will you learn to forget when I'm joking and when I'm serious? We should spend more time together if you want me to do that. Are you asking me out on a date? I don't dare to stand between you and the local library. But maybe after you learn all about Dale. Maybe. Who knows? You're killing me. Then I better leave the crime scene. I like that. And you better get going too. Captain said she'd feed you to the sharks if you don't leave. Do you think there's sharks in this lake? Would you be surprised? Bye. Maybe she's right. Look at her go. Well, I should probably go too. I'll think about that crazy old witch inside of my mind later. Don't want it to ruin my weekend. What nice weather. I'm sure it's going to be a great weekend. Hey, Grim, there you are. Did you sleep well? You heard about what happened? Sure. The captain's been grumbling, complaining about you the whole way. I'm surprised Haley could talk her into it at all. Are you okay? I just got seasick. I'm fine. I'm gonna give a tour of Dale. You in? Sure. It'll be awesome. Great, then follow me. I know as much about this town as I do about my hometown. Okay. Sounds promising. No. What a beauty. Yeah, it's a nice piece of architecture, isn't it? I love it. I wish I had my camera with me. What's wrong with the phone? A phone camera can't capture that kind of beauty. Maybe you can find yourself a new camera there. What's that? It's a local store. They have all kinds of stuff, but they bring in everything on request. I get it. I don't think I have enough money for a new camera, but it's worth a look. Speaking of places to look, see that sign to the right? Spa? Other than that one time in Thailand, it was the best massage I've ever had. I'm not much of a massage guy, to be honest. Don't trust me, bro. This one's worth a try. Come on, I'll show you a nice hotel. It's really close. Thanks for showing me around, Elijah. You're a good head of the house. Ha ha ha, you really think so? Here we are. Where to? Were you looking at my ass instead of looking around? The Daily Lee Apartments. This is the hotel I was talking about. It's pretty cozy, and you can ask about student discounts. Sounds great, thank you. That was the end of our micro excursion. I'm going this way. Thanks again. No problem. I'll show you the rest of the city some other time. All right. Grim, wait. I almost forgot the most important thing. Do you see the archway? Yeah. There's the hottest nightclub in town around the corner. Lady Luck. The guard's a dick, but if you can get in, I highly suggest you check out Sadira. She's unforgettable. Man. I'm kinda worried now. Whoa, cool. Thanks for the tip, bro. You're welcome. I think it's a local hotel. Ooh. Hot receptionist. Hi. Wonder if they have student discounts. Ooh, it looks pretty cozy. Hello, welcome to the Daily Lee Apartments. My name is Mina. How may I address you? It's actually Dale Lee. Or Daily? Daily Apartments? I don't know. Nice to meet you. My name is Grim. Pleased to meet you, Grim. Are you looking for a room tonight? By the way, you're not a magician, right? No, why? Just that you read my mind so skillfully. Hee hee. Okay, that was a good flirt. What a cutie. Most of our rooms are being renovated right now. The mage party after the Elementalist Conference got out of hand. I'm sorry to hear that. It happens. The perks of doing business in Dale. So right now, we only have simple one-bed rooms available. I see. So how much is it usually for the room? $200 a night. Woo! That's a Ric Flair. Woo! I see. Thank you. Is there anything else I can help you with? Now, a lot of folks have been, Grim, that ain't shit. $200 a night? You broke ass. I done paid $1,400 for me and these two hoes. Well, I hope you had fun. $1,400. I'm pretty sure there are apartments out there. Excuse me, not apartments, rather, but I'm pretty sure there's hotel rooms out there for $1,400 or more. Probably way more. Somebody gonna hit in the comment section and say, I paid $20,000. I said, damn. There should have been, like, the floor. Just, I'm not even a person that's ever done cocaine. But for that price, the whole floor should be covered in cocaine. Like, from the minute you walk in that motherfucker, all the way to the end. Just all cocaine. Look like it snowed. That's for that price. You were reading so intently that it made me want to read it myself. That's a good line. What's the book called? Oh, it's nothing. Oh, Lord. Why is she blushing so much? I can still see the title of the book out the corner of my eye. Delta of Venus? Isn't that a collection of porn novels? Because of course it is. Ah, Mina, you're not as innocent as you look. That's a shame. I was looking for some bedtime reading to help me sleep better. Sorry, nothing interesting comes to mind. I was wondering if you have a discount for Academy students. Oh, so you're a student? You wouldn't know. I thought you were an adventurer. Oh, excuse me. You wouldn't know. I thought you were an adventurer. I got it. Why would I be? The two don't interact with each other all that often. Of course it doesn't, huh? Of course they don't. In fact, we do have a multi-year agreement with Cordale. Beds and shared rooms are free for freshmen when they're available. Oh, that's good to hear. Is there anything else I can help you with? Not at the moment. Thank you, Mina. Anytime. It's good to know I won't have to sleep on the streets. Now let's go for a walk and visit some of the places Elijah recommended. So where do I start? A local shop may be the place I need if I want to complete Elijah's task. Well, why not? This must be a local store. Seems like a nice place. I bet you can get a lot of useful stuff here. But who do you get it from? Weird, this place isn't closed, but no one's here. Ahem! Anybody here? Hello, anybody here alive? Yell in your own ears! Who said that? Oh. Where is he? Can't you see everybody's busy? As usual with young people, no respect. Can't you wait a minute? What kind of creature is that? Is that a real dwarf? Well, why aren't you talking now? Did you lose your voice? Well, what did you want? It's a store, isn't it? A store, huh? I'm Gordon Chomsky, and this is Chomsky Shop, best store in Dale. Is that so? Of course so. Dwarves never lie. That's why we make such great salesmen. You'd better be careful and get his axe. What are you standing there for? Look around. Pick, choose, ask, and pay. I'm just looking around. I don't know what I want. I'm from Cordale. Our house won the competition this week. Whoa, what are you, an apprentice or something? Heh heh heh. I love wizards. Your kind knows a good ingredient. Pay good money. Not all of them. Some of them are assholes. But you look like a good guy. Thanks, I guess. Willow, Willow, baby, come here. We got a wizard in the house. Who's he talking to? A woman gonna step out of that portal? Oh, it's a fairy. Hello? Whoa, where'd she come from? What kind of creature is that anyway? Is she a dwarf too? Father, you called for me? Willow is my treasure, my blood. She's half fairy, if you know what I mean. Is he offering to sell her to me? What's going on? Not really. Half fairy, you jerk. Fairies are the best at magic after all. Wonder if that's true. Really? I didn't know. Of course, Willow's felt magic like no one else since she was a little girl. If you ever need anything that my shop doesn't have, go to her. It's true. I could help you with It's true, I could help you with anything unusual. I can sense magical objects from a great distance, and I find almost anything if I have to. That is, of course, if you can thank me enough. Is it just me, or is she not talking about money? Thank you. I can't think of anything, but I'll keep that in mind. Hey, if there's some kind of fairy fucking scene, I'm actually kind of interested in that. That reminds me of that weird rants. Yeah, that... where... that's weird. That's a shame. It gets so boring around here sometimes. Basically, Rance had sex with like a really tiny fairy thing. It was bizarre as shit. I thought at least I could play with you. Willow, daughter, don't harass the client. He said he doesn't want anything now. Stay out of his way. No, it's okay. All right, father. See you later, man. Bye. You shouldn't have done that. Excuse me. You shouldn't have done that. She didn't get my way at all. Don't be modest. I know how annoying she can be. She's half fairy. Her mother never stopped talking. Blah, blah, blah. If you know what I mean. Alright, I got pancakes freezing behind the counter. Let me know if you're thinking of buying something. I will. Oh, by the way, you seem like a tough guy. Can you hold a fishing rod? I guess so. Why? See for yourself. I need a pair of spare hands. If you need a part-time job, there's nobody better than Chomsky. Really? Can you tell me more about that? Heh, sure. Not only do we have a shop here, but we also have a little bakery. The locals really like the fish pies that Willow bakes. But the fish has to be very fresh and caught by hand. Don't the magic refrigerators in Dale work? That junk the goblins make for a few pennies? No, thank you. Dwarves don't eat that kind of crap. And judging by the popularity of Willow's pies, everyone can taste the difference. So we always need a few hands to toss the rod. Catch a few fish? Sounds easy. And will any fish do? Of course! Our lake only has delicacies. At least the ones that bite from the shore on a fishing pole. I'll mark on your map a great fishing spot on the lake. Right away. And here, have a rod and bait. Okay. I'll pay you $1 for each fish. Sounds fair. Fair? I'm robbing myself for you. Alright, fine. Just be careful when you're fishing in the evening. Some lake dwellers hunt at dusk. Who are you talking about? Just some town talk. Never mind. Just think about the catch. I'll be waiting for you to come back with fresh fish. I wonder why you can't just fish from the pier in town. Does the fish really taste better here? According to the map Gordon gave me, this path leads to the lake. Gee, it really is a lake. Beware, mermaids. Oh, wow. Strange that no one else is fishing. Maybe it's that sign. Is this what Gordon warned me about? Either way, I'm safe during the day. Don never took me fishing with him. But I used to watch a TV show about fishing out of boredom. Hope I've got the right idea of how to cast a fishing rod. Come on, Grim. Time to get rich. Oh, wow. We're fishing. I was doing this in Trails the other day. So what do I do? What do I do? I think I got a lot of fish. I have a million fish. I mean, I think I'm doing it right. It doesn't really give me any explanation on how to do the fishing mini game. They're just like, here. Okay, so while I'm here, I might as well explain that the next game we're doing after Acting Lessons is Summer Scent. But Summer Scent isn't completely finished, and a lot of stuff is being reworked for Steam, and there's no music yet. So keep that in mind when we do Summer Scent. Mother of God! How many of them are there? Unbelievable! I tried my best. I'm gonna get rich with your help, boy! Here's your payment. Good job. Now let's go for a walk and visit some of the places that Elijah recommended. I've spent almost all day fishing? That's not how that's supposed to be said. Did I really just spend all day fishing? Would be a better way. That's not how crazy weekends should be. Look like doesn't work there. Man, it's not that late. I still have some time to save this day from being total rat shit. Maybe I should visit that club that Elijah was talking about. Lady Luck? I think that's the place he told me about. It's kind of creepy, but Elijah was fine here, and what can happen to me? Man, that dude looks huge. No wonder he's a bouncer. It seems that not everyone is welcome here. Are you in a hurry, young man? Just exploring the neighborhood. Thinking about checking out the club. Go get another walk under the fresh air, little man. You're not going in. Why not? You don't meet the standards. What standards? My personal standards. I don't like your face. What the hell? You need to control yourself. I don't think anyone at the academy would approve of beating up a club security guard. Maybe I overreacted. Maybe you don't suck and you should be allowed in the club. I see where he's going with this. I can't decide. On one hand, you don't meet my standards. On the other, I believe in capitalism and second chances. Well, a good man. Maybe something can help tip the scales in my of my decision on your side. How much? $50. Holy fuck, that much? He didn't hesitate at all before saying that. Right. The hell with you, Nemesis. What does that even mean? Don't try to think too hard. It's not good for you. Can I go in? Go before I change my mind. You know, I've changed my mind. What the hell, man? I'm not in the mood for some punk-ass jokes today. I paid you for advice. You want to get in? Be polite, pay quietly, and smile. And for Merlin's sake, put some decent clothes on. That's it. Get out. Or you want to do it another way? It's not worth it. Ciao. Get out of here, sucker. I really want to try the Compton Bolt on him. Shit, I don't think I'm going to the club tonight. What a strange man. Wonder what the boogeyman at the door would tell him. Can't contain my curiosity. Need to eavesdrop. Sorry, man, your VIP isn't helping here. The girls complained, so you're banned from entering forever. I don't need to go in. Here's the... Whoa, there's... It's got... Shh, it's all yours. Just pretend tonight that you didn't hear anything. And you didn't see anybody. Something ain't right here. How could that moron agree to this? Wait a minute, that guy wasn't even going to the club. It's very strange, I should follow him. I'm always getting into trouble. But I can't just leave it at that, can I? This looks like a staff exit from the nightclub. Why is he hanging around if he paid the security guard? Entry clearly costs less than a whole envelope of dough. It seems someone is opening the door from the inside. Is he hiding? What's he up to? Someone's coming out. A girl. And she's got the garbage. Was he waiting for? Adele! Wait, that's kind of... Diego? What are you doing here? Adele, please give me a chance to explain. You're not allowed to come within 100 meters of me. By the way, her song Skyfall, fucking amazing. I'm not even a big fan of her music at all, but that song is fucking amazing. Go away or you'll go to jail. Adele, I can't forget you. You opened my eyes. I've heard that before, I'm leaving. She's probably said that in the songs. Wait, I want you to be mine. Get your hands off me and get out of here. Wait, baby, feel the heat of my love. Let go, asshole. Don't fight it, you liked it then. Help! Shit, is he gonna rape her? What should I do? Well, like I have to say, nah, don't get involved with it. And if you see this in real life, don't get involved with it because you might get shot and killed. But this here is a video game. So we're going to go ahead and help. I can't just stand by. I was about to punch someone in the face. Get your hands off her, Moose. Moose. I haven't thought about what I'm going to do next. Well, can't back out now. Who the fuck are you? This guy's about to kick your ass. Is this a joke? Say your prayers. Fuck, he's too quick. Ouch. That's gonna hurt for a while. Damn it, Grim. Think of something. You little bastard. Man, I'm screwed. How the fuck were you gonna kick my ass, clown? Hey, cowboy. Huh? Take that. Ah, what the fuck just happened? Ah, yeah. What's with her hand? You'll pay for this. Go cry to your mama, sucker. No, she says, yeah, no, she said sucker. Hey, you all right? Can you understand me? Your chest. Oh, that? He, oops. Sorry for that. Why am I not surprised that was the first thing you noticed? Because I'm a man. I was just being polite. Look, he's talking like a normal person again. Here, let's get you up. Thank you. Are you sure you're going to be all right? Totally. I have a lot of friends inside. They'll take care of me. Despite the circumstances, it was nice to meet you, Catwoman. Ha ha ha. Here, I want you to have this. What's that? It's a VIP pass for club members. Our bouncer can be a pain in the ass. Show him this and he won't bother you again. Well, thank you. I gotta go, hon. Thanks again. No problem. VIP pass? Not bad for a failed hero. I guess there's no reason to stay in this creepy place. With that pass, that bouncer prick won't have a choice but to let me in. It's time to check out what this club has to offer. Nothing says adult Harry Potter like a damn strip club, right? Oh la la! Welcome to Lady Luck, honey. Don't be shy, come on in. My name's Adele. It's nice to properly meet my hero. Come on now, you won't regret you stopped by. She has a gentle touch and her hands are so soft. I wasn't expecting her touch to be this pleasant. I don't want to distract you. Pfft, come off it. The least I can do is give you a tour. Follow me. You get the best view of the club from over here. Do you like what you see? Yeah, I do. Come on, I'll show you around. I'm already intrigued. Wonder if she dances too. Where are we going? To meet these pretty girls. Lucy is our youngest beauty, all the way from Europe. She's new and passionate, but still a little naive. Bet you couldn't tell just by looking at her. I don't know if you'll have much to talk about, but I'm sure you'll have fun finding a way to. Communicate. Let's continue. Whoa, I thought we were going to Lucy's table. Silly, who makes a choice without exploring all of their options first? Smart woman. The exotic beauty. Sadira. Enticing, mysterious, and full of surprises. And with that, we're out of here. I know, right in the middle of it. But don't worry, there's more Lust Academy. So just stay tuned to Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We'll see you next time.